do the call to order. Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. Can we get a roll call?
Dr. Zuzulak? Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Pepe?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. Kakuma? Mr. Jaska?
Here.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Mr. Crowther?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Berth? And Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Call Dr. Zuzulak.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Welcome. All right, let's do a silent prayer and a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so let's have a period of public comment for anything that's not on the agenda for tonight. Anyone have anything to raise?
Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. Just more of a process thing. We've been doing a lot of talking about Mother Teresa at the council meetings.
Yep.
And there is a feeling that there's going to be a lot of people coming to this meeting the next time mm-hmm. to discuss that with you. But if you understand the process, that's really not the time to have the discussion. So I'm just letting you know that we're going to be doing this bouncing around thing again that we've had in the past. And I'm just...
No, it's thank you.
Just letting you know because it could get...
Yeah, we've had some discussions about that, and Mr. Seb, I don't know if you want to address it.
Yeah, the board's well aware that their function is to determine whether or not it's consistent with the master plan.
Right.
And that's about it. And it's not a public, it's a discussion amongst the board, it's not a public forum. I understand that there may be a public forum, but not in front of this board.
Right. I'm just saying that there was, I think, a misinterpretation at the council or professionals level at the last meeting, and they're kind of pushing everybody this way. So just letting you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, just for the record, so everyone knows, what Mr. Seib said is what I think the board intends to do, because that's our job. The political issue of whether it's a good or a bad thing is not the board. The board just does consistency. So if you have comments, if anybody in the public is out there and has comments about whether they think it's a great idea or a bad idea, take it to the council, because those are the folks who do good and bad ideas. We're the ones who do consistency.
Questions as well.
Yeah, questions, comments, anything. Yep. Okay, thanks. That was a good comment. Any other comments? Okay. Pending litigation.
Please to report there is none.
Okay, great. Other business? Anyone on the board have other business?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. One thing. It seems like we have a new board secretary who should be introduced to the board.
Hi.
Welcome.
Corinne Fizikio, yes, I just recently started, so Aaron's been showing me the ropes, but yes, Corinne, so hi, and look forward to working with all of you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So I have one, I'm sorry, go ahead.
My other thing. It's really directed towards Mr. Rohmeyer, and I understand that CME has recently, was about to be purchased by Trilon, another firm. And just wondering how that might have an impact on CME, you as an employee, us as a client to CME, if you see anything, and maybe too early to even know yet, but just, you know, I have interest in your comments on that.
Mr. Chairman, if I can just try and stop a bad thing before it happens, that we're talking about personnel issues, that should be done in executive session. Rather than open session.
So just in general, how CME, they're going to be affected?
Yeah, I mean, I think the board can go into executive session at some point if they want, but it should be conducted in that forum rather than in an open public forum.
Okay. Anyone else? So I had one thing I wanted to raise for the public and for the board. My term is up, and while I was graciously asked to continue, I thought it was the right thing to do, having been chairman for a couple of years, to pass the baton. I've been up here for a while, and I've been on the board for a while, so I thought it might be a good opportunity to move some folks up who are alternates so that they can have a full seat on the board and give the chairmanship to someone else. So this will be my last meeting. And what I wanted to say to the board is, you know, it's been a number of years. I've known some of you for many years. I've known some of you for a few. But, I mean, you all exemplify for me what it means to do public service. Nobody up here gets paid, and nobody really gets any benefit out of this. We just all sort of sit here and do this because we want to give back to the community. So I just think you're all aces, and I wanted to let you know. And also, Mr. Romeyer and Mr. Stive, consummate professionals at every meeting that I have ever participated in on this board. You guys are great. So
thank you.
Thanks to everybody.
Back at you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, one more thing under other business that I put on. Just to let the board know that each year you do an annual report that you send to the governing body, and I've prepared the draft of that, but I haven't released yet because we have things going on this evening. So I'm waiting until tonight. I'll finish that up, and I'll send it over to Corinne to distribute to you guys next week, and then you can get a look at it. If you have any comments, let me know. If you think I missed something, or if you think I missed the mark on something, let me know as well. And then you can discuss it at the reorg meeting and decide if you need any changes or whether you want to adopt it and then send it along.
Great. Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn this portion of the meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's do a call to order. Roll call, please.
Yep. Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Pepe?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. Hackamo? Mr. Josko?
Here.
Mr. Kopinski?
Here.
Mr. Crowther?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Berth? And Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Okay, approval of attorney vouchers for September 2022 and October 2022. Can I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Second. Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Dodko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowther?
Yes.
Okay, we've got minutes from October 6, 2022. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Abstain.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Kakamo? Mr. Dasko?
Abstain.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowther?
Yes.
And Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a resolution PB22-02, Block 91, Lot 6, 33 East Mount Avenue, DeMaio, denying application for minor subdivision with use and bulk variances.
I make a motion to accept.
Second.
Let's take a vote.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowther?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Good? Okay. Next up, resolution PB22-15, block 94, lot 2053, 4th Avenue, Brown Quinn, granting use and bulk variances. Get a motion?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Let's take a vote.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution PB20-03, block 11, lot 2, 251 Ocean Boulevard, Smith, granting an extension of variance approval. Motion?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Next up is review and comment on South Avenue redevelopment plan referred by the Borough Council on November 10, 2022 and proposed to be adopted by an ordinance on December 15, 2022. Mr. Snyder?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is being postponed to a future date. It's my understanding that the governing body has determined that there is sufficient interest in this redevelopment plan, that they're going to have a public forum before it comes to this board. As we talked about earlier, this board's function is solely to look at and see whether the plan is consistent with the master plan, not to have an open forum. The Borough Council has decided to do that, conduct that another time. That will come here, and then it will go to the Borough Council. So it's unlikely that it will be adopted by ordinance on December 15th.
Okay, great. Next up, PB22-14, block 87, lot 2, 38 Asbury Avenue. I'm not going to pronounce this, in Zalico. Application for bulk variance.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the notice that was published and sent by the applicant didn't advise what kind of relief they were looking for. So it didn't tell anyone what the case was about. So therefore it's defective because under the Perlmutter case you have to explain what relief you're looking for. You can't just say I'm going to appear before the board on such and such a date and at such and such a time. So they're going to have to re-notice for the January meeting.
Okay. All right. PB 22-16, block 125, lot 10, 63, I thought you were asking me something. 63 West Highland Avenue, Tatum, application for bulk variance.
Is anyone here on behalf? Come forward, please. Mr. Chairman, I reviewed service in connection with this application. Services in order the board has jurisdiction to hear this application, and I'm aware of the following documents that the board has received in connection with the application. Come right in and have a seat.
All right.
Welcome.
They are as follows. Exhibit A1 is a zoning review from your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated June 28, 2022. Exhibit A2 is an application for variance of James and Barbara Tatum. That's dated July 28, 2022. Exhibit A3 is a survey prepared by Thomas Craig Finnegan. That's dated July 28, 2022. And Exhibit A4 is review number 1 of CME Associates. That's dated September 7, 2022. And I see that you're handing something out to the board. I need to have that so that I can mark that as an exhibit.
Thank you.
Coming back.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Welcome.
And Mr. Chairman, this appears to be a letter from the applicant to the board. I haven't had a chance to read it. I came in to marking as A5, and I assume that the applicant will explain to the board what are the contents of the letter, which I suspect indicates why the board should grant a variance approval.
Okay.
And I'm making an assumption that you are James and Barbara Tatum.
Yes.
And I assume that you both may be jumping in with information to give to the board at any point in time, so let me swear you both in at the same time. Each raise your right hand and be sworn. Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes. And ladies, first name and address.
Barbara Tatum, 63 West Highland Avenue, Manhattan.
It might just be these. And you, sir?
James Tatum, 63 West Highland Avenue.
Can you tell the board about your application? Why do you, what are you going to do? Why do you think that you need a variance in connection with this, and why should the board grant it?
Okay.
We did draft a letter, so each one of you and Craig get to know us personally. I don't know that we're sort of new at someone, so if I don't know any of your faces really, but hi. Just to kind of explain our situation. In July of this year, we put up a fence, and it was the first time we've also ever decided to put up a fence before. And James had contacted, I guess, at some point to find out what that process and procedure was like, and we got some information about it being a lake fence, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me just to read the letter? Would that make more sense?
You can go right ahead.
All right. So we are writing this letter to seek a fence variance for our single-family home at 63 West Highland Avenue. So current town zoning rules indicate that a fence must be no more than 6 feet tall. We respectfully request to keep the installation of our 8-foot fence. So we didn't know that there were any rules or bylaws or policies, as this is our first house. So we purchased our home here at Atlantic Highlands January 2021. Since that time, police activity in front of our home has been frequent and ongoing. So due to several neighbors struggling with mental health and drug abuse issues, public police reports substantiate this data will be provided to the board tonight. So as a teacher and life coach, former camp director here in town, my wife, a licensed professional counselor, we care deeply about our community. So we love this town. We love everything that you all do. We want nothing more to than just support what we are doing collectively. So thank you for everything that you do, especially the building right behind ours. I know, I think like 2 years ago it was going to be a CrossFit building, but you kind of squashed that. So thank you. We appreciate that. However, our home, this is a safe space and a place where we can rest to offer the services each one of us provide in our respective careers. So the decision to install the fence in July of 22 came after a year and a half of concerning behavior in our neighborhood. As first-time homeowners, neither one of us were aware of the need to seek approval for the fence, but I actually did come into town last April, and so I was looking for some type of guidance. And then it was shared with me that if I am replacing a like fence, I don't need a variance. So I don't know what a like fence is at this time. I have no idea. So we were in, kind of like going back and forth. Do we get like the vinyl fence? Do we get a wooden fence? So as it turns out, a like fence is, well, if it's a wooden fence, you can replace it with a wooden fence. That is a like fence. Had no idea, never heard that term before. So we don't want to go through town. We didn't need a variance, so we just installed a fence, a wooden fence, to replace the one that was already existing,
which was also wooden. Yes.
How tall was the old fence?
What's that?
How tall was the old fence?
6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So through this letter, we seek to collaborate for the approval of our 8-foot fence installation height and continued use. So our intention upon installation was to establish a private and safe space in our limited backyard to convene with nature, spend time with our neighbors and family and friends, as we love the sense of community that Atlantic Highlands offers and fosters. So we've taken time to speak with our neighbors about our fence variance request. I actually have a lot of different signatures. We have two neighbors, I think, that are hopefully logging in right now.
Yes. There is somebody that they
have up named Francois. Yes,
Francois.
Okay, so we hope that you agree that our request would produce an aesthetic and peaceful solution, if not enhancement to our neighborhood, and our relationship with this town is important to the both of us. So in the past, do I continue?
Right ahead.
Okay. So in the past year since we've owned the house, the police have been to our neighbors over 16 times in the past year and a half. So the neighbors that live, I don't want to say names, just out of respect for, you know, individuals. But we know that there was a restraining order. We know that our neighbors just recently moved in the past year. So
due to that issue.
And so in the past, like I said, year and a half, 16 times, and I would like to read some of the police reports. So said name, commit terrorist threats by threatening this officer that he was going to beat the blank once he sees him by himself and that he would get what is coming to him. So this is what our neighbor is saying to a police officer. Said neighbor commit harassment to his neighbor by continuing to yell and scream at him from across the street that this neighbor was a blank and that he was a drug dealer from Newark. This is all this summer. Another one, commit to act terrorist threats specifically by threatening the victim's child at school, which was recorded by a surveillance camera. The defendant also simulated using a firearm with both of his arms up as if he were holding a firearm while verbally simulating shots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The defendant makes the verbal noise of a gunshot between each simulated shot. He advises that they were all headshots. So this is coming from our neighbor. So victim advised that she and her family are scared for their well-being. So unbeknownst to us, before we bought our lovely house, this was going on. With that said, our fence goes up June of this year. Since that time, police have been called more than, I believe it's 5 times to their location. So our main point about this fence is really to provide a safe space for us. We meant no ill will to the town. We had no idea when we did come in to really try to seek some type of approval or guidance. The only thing that was shared with us was as long as it's a like fence. There is extremely odd behavior that happens. And then quite frankly, my wife works from home. So I just want to make sure that my wife is safe. We have a combination lock on our fence to ensure that no one is coming into our property. So after speaking with our neighbors, not one person has complained. They've actually said, James and Barbara, we love your fence. It looks awesome. Who did it? Right. So there's a lot of people that like it. In addition, our house is 4 feet off the ground, right? So it's not on the ground level. So our vantage point from inside the house, it's a little bit different. It's skewed a little bit because of how high we are. So the way that the fence is actually erected, we don't even see our neighbor's properties. We don't see our neighbor sitting on the front porch. So there is a sense of privacy, which is something that is very sacred and important to myself as a husband, trying to protect my wife to make sure that she is safe. And to be honest, so working in Newark as a teacher and athletic director for 9 years, I am very well aware of individuals that deal drugs, what that looks like, what that sounds like. So my wife being a licensed professional counselor, we are well aware of what bad things look like. So I'm actually afraid that if there was ever a hit put on someone who is bald-headed with a dog, so that describes the neighbor, but that also describes me. So that is a true and honest fear that I have, which then also supports why we have our fence.
And
anything
you'd
like to add?
Yeah, we both care about this community. We can see the efforts that the police are making. We've actually, like, at different times convened with the police. The police have involved us. We were outside. We have done nothing but be incredibly supportive. We even have the signature on the letter that we sent to the neighbors of said individual who is okay with our fence. And we'd be more than happy to provide those to the attorney once what our neighbors have said.
That's fine. If you want to present it, we'll give it a Morgan.
Okay. And then with that said, Francois, who is our neighbor, one of the first ones. And so I will say this, again, this is no ill will towards anyone. Our neighbor, who is quoted in these reports, he and his family actually signed saying that they like the fence as well. And so, I don't know how they work it. Okay.
Do you want to mark those?
Yeah, let me just kind of let them continue while I go through this.
Do you have anything further to add to the application? Okay, we'll mark these, but why don't we go to Mr. Romeyer and see if he has any questions for you. He's our engineer.
Hi.
Hey, sorry, what's your name?
Doug Romeyer, CME, wrote the September 7th letter.
Okay.
Hope you had a chance to review it. I'll go through some of my questions here.
Sure.
So you answered the reason why you're here tonight is because you installed an 8-foot fence unknowingly when 6 is the max height allowable. Who did the installation? Did you guys do that yourselves, or did you have a fence contractor do that?
It was a friend of ours. So it wasn't a specific fence contractor.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't even know that there's a fence contract business.
So when we say, like, this is our first house, like, we don't know.
We got the wood from Lowe's.
You don't know a lot.
It's quite embarrassing.
Can you describe specifically where the fence exists? We did receive, as part of your application, a portion of your survey, and I believe it was highlighted in yellow where the fence exists.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, and just so we're aware, can you just kind of just walk us through where the 8-foot fence exists and where the gates are?
Sure. Oh, great. Thank you. Let's see. So I guess our property, I think it's, I want to say 50 by 100. I'm not really sure. So if you see on the bottom right, you'll see where it's almost dotted. That is our driveway. And then so we have a front, a small wraparound porch. So the fence butts up against the stairwell that leads to the landing. There's a grass patch between our driveway and the fence. And so, that's great. Is that you doing that? Thank you, I appreciate that.
Oh, great.
All right, so then on the left hand side, you see. Sorry, I don't know. Do you have copies of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, so I'll just say it out loud. So if you just look on the left hand side, that's, you know, up against our neighbor's property. That's, you know, so that's basically where we replace the fence. Same fence. On the right hand side, same fence.
That's the building that's behind us that
yeah.
marks the back. There doesn't need to be a fence in the back because the building is right in our backyard.
Right. Did that answer your question?
I believe so. Are there any gates?
Oh, yeah, the gate. The gate is, if you walk down the stairs on the right hand side with the wraparound porches near the landing, that's where the gate actually is.
Okay.
So there's only one gate to get into.
There's only one gate, so that's where the combination locked in.
And there's no 8-foot fence in the front yard, right? And when I say front yard, I mean the first 20 feet from the West Highland Ave right-of-way line. Is that correct?
Correct. It's set back past the front porch.
Okay.
All right, so you see. It says front porch.
Yep.
So it's set.
Yeah.
And so putting it up front, that one just
well, one foot nice.
And there's no fencing along the rear, is what you said, right?
Right. Correct. The building.
Right. The building is there.
The previous fence existed in that exact same location. Is that correct?
Right. With nothing in the back.
Okay. And the construction of the fence itself, the horizontal members are on the inside of the
yeah.
yard. They're not on the exterior. Okay. Did you remove any trees or impact any landscaping?
No.
No, not to install a fence.
Mm-hmm. There are no trees.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have right now.
Mr. Romeyer, your 8B, was that satisfied for you? It says the proposed fence appears to extend beyond the limits of the subject property and encroach on the adjacent lot 8 to the south.
So the testimony that we heard was it was a replacement in the same location.
Yep.
It does appear that it goes over your property line. I don't know if you recognize on the survey, it's out of shot there. The solid line with the bearing and distance of 50 feet appears to be your rear lot line. And then the fence, the section that you highlighted goes beyond your property line onto, I guess that's borough property.
That's where the old fence was. So based off of, you know, just replacing the old fence.
And that person who's, I think I'm looking at the person on lot 9, they still have a fence up. So our fence is like next to their fence. Am I answering that?
Yeah, sorry, are you talking about butting up to the building?
So my concern is your yellow highlighting showing proposed improvement off of your property onto the adjacent piece.
So that's where the old fence was. So the old fence butted up right next to the building. So all we did was just replace that and just kept it.
Do you have any type of an easement or agreement with that property owner to occupy their property?
No, we just replaced the fence exactly where it was.
Okay. How long was that fence there?
We have, so, hold on. There should be a copy of a previous survey. So I think that might be, I don't know, 10 or 15 years old.
Is that, that's borough property behind?
It's a deal house. Yeah. Right. It's a deal. So it was there when they bought it. So I think according to the previous survey, whenever they installed the previous owners, so that's what the survey had. Mm-hmm. So all I'm actually doing is just basically highlighting.
But you don't have a, in the back you don't have a fence, right?
Right, no.
Okay, so this is just the two side pieces that are extending over into the neighbor's property behind.
Right. Because if it wasn't there, then people would be able to walk into our backyard.
Paint that picture for me. I want
to. Okay. Well, so if you are building something, right, up against to the building.
Yeah.
Right. So if we didn't put the fence here.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. It would leave a gap.
Correct.
Okay.
And we're just trying to make it safe and secure.
Yep.
So you recognize that this board doesn't have the jurisdiction to grant you permission to be on that property. So if that property owner in the future decides to remove the building or need to get back there for maintenance, that, you know, that's not like protected by any action this board might take.
Yeah, that we
understand that.
We'll own that.
We can only grant you the relief if we do for the height, but not the location in the back.
Okay. Yes, so we know that the building was actually purchased, so the town doesn't own it anymore, and so that we were told that, I think it's like 2 feet off or from that building, from that property line. So if that gets torn down, we would just like to, you know, finish that 8-foot fence in the back. I don't know if we would have to do this again or not.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Can ask for that now.
Yeah, I thought maybe.
I don't know if we can grant relief to put an 8-foot fence up on property they don't own.
No, in the rear.
To complete it,
they
come down and do it across the property.
Back here.
On their own property.
Yeah,
they're on their own property.
I think we should just let that one wait. You think?
I would suggest if we can do it now. Plus, you're not going to be here. So,
you don't know how to vote yet.
Wow.
Score.
Mr. Chairman, just so you know, though, your ordinance provides that if the variance isn't exercised within 12 months, it expires.
It's no good.
It's no good.
Yeah.
So that would only be good for 12 months.
So is that happening within 12 months?
We can.
Yeah.
We can do that next week. If you want to put the back up, we would do it.
Mm-hmm. If you tell us exactly where to put it, or recommend, or suggest.
If you want to ask for that relief, we'll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This is our neighbor. Any more questions?
Your neighbor's fence, I guess the west, that's still there, that has stockade fence. Is that, that's still?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 6-foot high?
Yes.
Yeah.
feel that it needs to be 8 foot? That 6 foot wasn't enough for you?
Yes. So the other neighbors, the people in lot 9, are also struggling with pretty significant mental health problems, drug use problems, a lot of activity going on, especially in our neighborhood in June, which I mean, was very surprising for the town. People provide services and have work in all kinds of different ways. There was just a lot going on. James is 6 feet tall. Right, we were like,
six feet tall. So I'm sure over the years the fence was sagging. So I think we could see what was happening over the fence. So we're just trying to be safe.
Respecting their privacy. They are respecting ours. We didn't have any, no comment, but
they also signed it, and they love the fence walls.
They do.
It's very
kind of funny.
So, Mr. Chairman, this exhibit that was given consists of 17 letters from neighbors supporting the application. I'd like to read the letter into evidence because there's 17 of them. It says, dear neighbors, we hope and trust this letter finds you and your families well. As many of you know, earlier this year we installed an 8-foot wooden fence on our property, which some of you have complimented us on. Thank you for those compliments. This is our first home purchased, and we absolutely love it here in Atlantic Highlands. Unbeknownst to us, there's a town ordinance rule policy that fences can only be 6 feet. Who knew? Question mark. We sincerely apologize for any oversight on our part and apologize if we took an unintentional step outside the lines of, quote, neighborly peace, end quote, with you, as that was not our intention at all. Through this letter, we seek to restore peace and ask for your blessing / permission to keep the fence in its current location and at its current 8-foot height. Our meeting with the zoning board is on December 1st, and we would welcome your support. If you approve of our fence, please turn this page over, sign, date, and mail this back to us at your earlier convenience. Wishing you a wonderful holiday season. Respectfully, by the sea, the Tatums. This is the letter. This is the back, which has been dated, signed, and returned. And there's 17 of them.
Thank you. Okay, any other board questions?
I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but those 17, are they in close proximity to you, adjacent to you, across the street from you?
Yes.
Or are they kind of just in Atlantic Islands?
Yes, to all of them. So, neighbors on the west, and so two individuals, neighbors on the west, who actually struggle with mental health issues, neighbor across the street, we don't know their names, our neighbor who is online right now, so directly across the street into our west.
So, most of them would have been impacted by your fence?
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to understand the impact of the
thing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any other board questions or comments from the public?
There is a hand raised.
We can.
Hi. Okay, perfect.
Please.
For giving me a chance to talk about this one, I'm Francois, and this is my wife, who just invited me.
Francois, can I just... I'm sorry, can I just interrupt you for a second? Can you please state your name, full name for the record, and your address, and we need you to tell us whether you're going to be giving testimony, making a comment, or asking a question.
Except if you're on camera as well.
Okay. My name is François Meunier. I'm the owner of the 64 West Island Avenue, just in front of the Tatum's house.
And do you want...
And my wife, Miss... Good.
Oh, no, please continue.
Okay, so it's just something I would just like to say that all what James said, I totally agree on this one. And the other one is That fence is nice and doesn't make any disruption from our side of the square, just in front of them. So for talking about that fence, that's okay.
Can you just pause 1 second? We need to swear you in so that you can give testimony. 1 second.
Okay, we're just living on 64 West Island Avenue, just in front of the captain's house.
Sir, since you're giving testimony, I need for you to raise your right hand and let me swear you in, please. Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah. So I swear that all we say is the truth, the only truth.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please continue.
Sorry, because there's a little...
Yeah. That's okay.
Sorry about that. So I just want to say that on what Mr. Tatum said, I totally agree on this one, and I have 2 points to say. Okay, the first one is that fence doesn't disrupt anything on our side. We're seeing it every day, and that's perfect. That's nice. The second point that James told you is about the fact that in our neighboring, there is a lot of police activity due to mental health, things like that. This is another topic. But having that fence for the Tatum is something that is very important. Their left neighbor, and their my left neighbor, we won't name anybody there. But this is very important. And I took that during the last election, 3-4 years ago. I've been there since 7 years. And aside from the size of that fence, which is correct, very nice, there is something that we need to address at one point or another in front of that board later on, because we still have an issue. And this is the second point I would like to highlight. But that has no regard with that fence. But that fence is something that is necessary, because I would be very upset of seeing something happen. Because where the tattoos are located, this is the only thing we could do to protect themselves. Look at the police record. I will stop there because I know this is, but it's not a normal kind of request that the tattoos are asking. It's important.
Thank you, sir.
So this was my intervention. So thanks for giving me a chance to address it to you. But what James and Barbara said is very important. It's more than a fence.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. Any other questions or comments from the public? Okay, let's do board discussion.
I'll go first if nobody wants to go. We've had folks come in the past, and I'm not going to talk about any particular application, but folks who have sort of moved first and asked for forgiveness later, and typically it's not something that I'm keen on. I think you have an extraordinary circumstance. Number one, it's only in the back, it's not in the front, which distinguishes some other types of situations. Number two, Your house is 4 feet higher, as you testified, which means that to have a fence that blocks the view of the neighbors, you need a fence that's a couple of feet higher. Three, you have the support of all your neighbors. Four, you have an absolutely extraordinary circumstance. Nobody should have to live in fear in their backyard. So I'm voting in favor of the application.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
What Doug said. Basically. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, so, just real quick, like, and really thinking about this, I read through the application packet, earlier in the week. And typically, I kind of like to side with whatever is in our code, because they're there for a reason, blah, blah, blah. But I also, so I'm a landscape architect, and I also try to do inclusive design, universal design, everything like that. But it actually wasn't until you mentioned that you're 6 feet tall that I was like, oh, I mean, maybe our, like, our codes have to change a little bit. People are getting taller since, you know, 6-foot fences have been the norm for 60 years.
Some of us are getting taller, not all of us.
Not exactly.
But, you know, I mean, society-wise, like, we have access to better nutrition, everything like that, so we're getting taller. But so, you know, me as a 5'5" person looking at a 6-foot fence, it's totally private for me. But as a 6-foot person looking over a 6-foot fence, it's a little bit different. So, you know, I think, again, this is also reflective of the last meeting. I think some things in our codes need to be changed a little bit, but I'd be on board for this one as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments? I think she'd want 12 feet. It's good.
Come in first before you.
Francois set the bar pretty high for our first hybrid testimony.
Well done. Absolutely. Well done. Okay, so go ahead.
So are we going to require them to put the fence across the back, or that's on them? We're just going to grant them?
I don't think require. I think we'll grant them the ability to do that if they want, and we are not, to be clear, we're not giving you the right to put your... to keep your fence on someone else's property. We're just granting the height.
We'd be glad to do that next week. If you
want it
done, we'll do it.
You have
12
months. Yeah. Does anyone on the board have an objection? Sorry.
So can we get that in writing saying that's...
Yeah, Mr. Stiles.
It's going to be in a resolution adopted at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have an objection to the back piece?
No.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve a 8-foot fence variance for side and back.
I'll
second. Let's take a
vote. Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Stay.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kravler?
Yes.
And Mr. Krupinski?
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us. And Aaron, I want to say thank you for your time and support and help to us. I really appreciate it. And with that said, have a great, safe, happy, healthy holiday season.
Thank you. Okay, next up is PB 22-17, Block 32, Lot 480 East Garfield, Gorsinger. Application for bulk variance.
Mr. Chairman, I reviewed service in connection with the application. Service is in order. The board has jurisdiction to hear the application, and I'm aware of the following exhibits that the board has received in connection with the application. They include Exhibit A1 is a development permit application of Brian and Amanda Gorsinger. That's dated July 14, 2022. Exhibit A2 is a review from your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated July 18, 2022. Exhibit A3 is a variance application of Brian and Amanda Gorsinger. That's dated August 11, 2022. Exhibit A4 is a plot plan for variance prepared by MCH Engineering. That's dated August 9, 2022. Exhibit A5 are elevation and floor plans prepared by TDR Designs. That's dated August 11, 2022. Exhibit A6 is review number 1 from your engineers, CME Associates. That's dated September 16, 2022. And Exhibit A7, A through J are a series of 10 photographs of the subject property from various vantage points. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of that the board has received thus far in connection with the application, and I'm going to assume that you are the applicants.
That is correct.
And I assume that you both may be weighing in according to responding to board's questions or making a presentation. So would you each raise your right hand and be sworn? Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony given in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And ladies first, name and address.
Amanda Gorsinger, 88 East Garfield Avenue, Atlanta.
And you, sir?
Brian Gorsinger, 88 East Garfield, Atlanta.
And who would like to start first? Tell the board about your application, what you're trying to accomplish, and why you think the board should grant you variance relief to do so.
So we bought a house in August 2012, was here a little over 10 years. The house was built in 1930. It's a little bungalow. It was our first home, and we've then sort of stuck our feet in the ground here and then joined the community in a lot of different ways. I'm the current president of the Arts Council, and we volunteer with all the different towns, so we've just really grown to love it. My husband was born in my township. So we decided to either move because of our safety or, you know, kind of just for a dream home. We have my daughter as well, so she's still here. So, but basically, we're just trying to work with what we have and do the minimal amount that we need to really make it a space that we can live in, you know, for the next 8 years. We've been working with PDR Architects and MCH Engineering for about 2 years now. We originally wanted to build on top of the existing structure and just go up with a bit more space, but that wasn't doable. The foundation analysis showed that the footings were too small since it is a bungalow, and the architect said it would cost as much to fix the footing than it would be to do the whole project. So we actually then met with the realtor and started to look to move, which is sort of easier than this process. And nothing was affordable in this town for us. We were looking, you know, to move even out of the county, which is not what we wanted. But at the same time, we kept talking to the architect, and he helped us come up with a few different versions. This was the final one that seemed to work for our space needs, to just build these two rooms out. And most of it would cover the existing patio section, and then use up just a little bit of the lawn space around it. If you love our lawn and want to turn it into a certified community wildlife, everyone else is doing it in town, which is great. But, you know, we really need a little bit extra space in order for the house to work for us. So that's what I would like.
Can you tell us what it is specifically, just for the records?
So we basically just want to add two rooms onto the back of the existing house. One would be an art studio, because I'm an artist. I have a PhD from Mason Gross. I work in Middlesex County as the arts grant manager there as well, so arts are a very big part of my life, but I need an actual art studio. We have no room in our house right now for that. And my husband works from home, so he needs an actual, you know, music space. We call it a music studio on the plan, but it's more like an office space for him as well. And he's a musician, and his work is to book bands. That's what his LLC does. So he works from home, so he needs access space, because right now there's just no room, and her daughter has a hard time playing in the house.
Yeah. I think the biggest factor is when we bought the house, we did not have a child, and then we had a child, and now it's been 9 years with three of us on top of each other. So in order for us to spread out, and as she's getting older, we wanted to rent the back room, put a couch back there, and give her somewhere to hang out with her friends that isn't, again, all of us on top of each other. So it's basically putting my office in a new area, taking it out of that back room so she can have some space back there, give a man some space, really just spread out.
He has a little dining room back there. We don't currently have a dining room master on the kitchen, which is too small. It's really functionality.
And you're bumping out in the back, and then it looks like to the right?
To the right slightly, yeah, it would be a 15 by 20, and we would divide that space into two. You can tell I took the slightly larger space. That's a slightly smaller space. Pretty much the idea. There's just two rooms, and only the art studio room would have a door, and the other space would not have a door. It would be open to the den, so it's kind of like another room, but it would just be open to that area.
And what's to the? So if you were sitting in that room looking out the windows, I don't know if you have side windows.
Yeah.
So if you're looking out the windows, what would you see?
Sitting in the water.
Sitting in the back, in either one of the back rooms that you were.
It's one bedroom, it's rectangular.
Right.
When you walk through the kitchen, you look out the one window, and that's the our backyard, and then the lot.
So if you look to the if you looked out the two side windows,
okay,
what would you see on that side and that side?
Neighbors on either, well, fence.
Okay. Is there house there?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like right there. Are you asking how close it is?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm asking, like, when you look out the window, are you looking straight at your neighbor's house, or is your neighbor's house a little bit shallower?
Yeah, you look at this one, it's a fence right there,
yeah,
and the neighbors are over there, and then the other one is our yard fence, neighbor's house.
But they have their
like 15 feet of their yard first, and then their house.
Yeah.
On the right side. And the other side across, right where their fence is, it's actually their garage, and then their like main dwelling area. So.
Mr. Romeyer, do you have any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the NCH plot plan that was submitted, is it accurate to say that the proposed addition itself fully complies with the required setbacks?
Yes.
Yep, so it's set off the side. It's not in line directly with the existing dwelling to respect the side yard setback in particular. I do note that the proposed side yard setback on the east side is 17.8 feet. When you add that, when you calculate the combined side yard setback, 17.8 and it's a 1.7, puts you in a variance condition. So as noted in my report on page 3, 4A, combined side yard setback 20 feet required. This proposed plan triggers the need for variance relief down to 19.5. The other variance relief we've identified is maximum building coverage is going to be exceeded on the lot where 30 is permitted and it's basically 30.25%. So it's close, but it's just over triggering the need for relief from this board. With regards to being over on the building coverage, I do have a note.
Doug, can I just clarify? You just talked about section 4B, 30% building coverage, but on your grid it says 25%, which is correct. I just need to know for purposes of a resolution.
I believe it's 25. Give me 10 seconds. No. I believe it's 25. I'll check on the website. While this hearing continues, so I'll circle back on that one. If I could just continue on the report, with the report, number of bedrooms, can you just confirm for us existing and proposed number of beds?
Sure. Right now we technically have 3 bedrooms that are all about the same size, like 9 by 11. We only use 2 of them. It's just the 2 of us in one, and then our daughter in the other. And we are not having any more children. That third bedroom is more of like a storage area. I tried to use it in our studio and it's not big enough. I kind of have to take it over. So it's really just storage because we don't have any room. And we don't have a basement. We have a crawl space. So
total existing bedrooms is how many? 3?
3 currently. And the proposed, that third bedroom, we're proposing it becomes a second bathroom. So that will get rid of that third bedroom. And we're proposing to add on the 2 rooms in the back, which would be work areas only for art and then.
So proposed bedrooms.
2.
You're saying there's going to be 2 in the front of that house?
Yeah, the same 2 that there are now. When the project is all said and done, it will be the same 2.
And the 2 rooms in the rear of the structure, the proposed rooms, the one on the right, that potentially could become a bed. So I wouldn't want you to handcuff yourself tonight, saying it's only 2 beds, and not allow that to become a third bedroom in the future. So whatever your anticipated use now is fine, but it reads like a bedroom for the purposes of this land use board. And I'm trying to work my way towards the parking calculation. So if you have three bedrooms to begin with, and you're proposing 3, the parking requirement doesn't change. So it's still, you're required to have 2 parking stalls on your property. And then is it accurate to say you have 0?
That is accurate.
And there's none being proposed?
None. Okay. No.
With going back to the building coverage being proposed at 30.23%, are you proposing any mitigation to address that? I see you have the proposed roof leaders hard piped all the way to the front of the lot. Is there any opportunity to disconnect that, encourage some overland flow and infiltration into the ground rather than hard pipe it right out to the road?
Oh, you mean in terms of like the runoff and things like that?
With the additional, with the building addition, there's going to be more runoff generated, and being that you're taking it all the way from the rear of the property and piping it to the front, you're missing all that lawn and opportunity for it to infiltrate in. Is there a way that you'd be able to work with your engineer to maybe perforate some of the pipe or disconnect some of that to encourage infiltration to offset the additional stormwater runoff?
Yes, and I think that goes along with the plan of wanting to certify our yard and wildlife certification. We have one rain barrel, we want more, and we want to keep planting native plants, you know, using rainwater to the best of our ability. So I also have a degree in environment, so I'm all about, you know, using, making sure that we're at.
Are there any utilities being proposed to be extended outside of the building footprint itself, or are you just tying any utilities to the addition from the existing structure?
So we don't need any plumbing or any crazy electric or anything inside of the outlet. We would like a mini split system in that back art studio room. So we talked about a mini split that will require a small condensing unit, which won't be more than 10 square feet of impervious coverage outside of probably the art studio.
Okay. I don't see that depicted, but it would be in a conforming location?
As far as we're in. Right now we have just window units for air conditioning, and then we have baseboard heating. We're really tired of the leaking air conditioners, so we'd like to switch over to the
thank you. And then is there any landscaping or buffering being proposed at this time?
Just to, you know, work toward the wildlife certification, and any lawn, you know, that's tore up or anything like that, we will replace and we'll replace with native wildlife or native plants. There's a small bush to the right now, to the right of the patio area. It's only like 3 feet high, maybe like 3 feet wide. We'll just dig it up tomorrow. It's pretty small. We were able to move that and not move it down.
And then lastly, there's no proposed grading that's going to change the flow characteristics of the stormwater runoff currently, correct? You're not proposing to modify any of the grading around the structure. You're just placing it basically where the patio is now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any board questions?
So the parking, parking is okay for them?
So
three
it,
and three?
So it's two off-street parking stalls required existing, mm-hmm. Two off-street stalls required proposed, and there are zero on-site, so it's not exacerbating the deficiency.
So you currently have, I just want to make sure I understand, you currently have three bedrooms, mm-hmm. and you're proposing two, but now you're going to ask for approval to keep it as three?
No, we do not.
Stays the same.
It has the potential to stay the same.
I'm
using that. Correct.
You're asking for approval.
It has the potential to
return
to.
You're asking for approval.
Correct.
Okay. Anyone? Okay. Any public questions or comments? Anyone online? Okay. Board discussion.
Yeah. Let me just make sure that I understand.
That's why I asked.
Okay.
As the apartment exists now, you have three bedrooms.
There's three rooms. We use two as bedrooms. One is basically used as a studio.
Official bedrooms, you have three. The other bedroom is going to be a bathroom, and then the back room could be a potential bedroom.
Right, so not, there's no ask, right?
Yeah.
Three and three.
Okay, there's three, the leave is three.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I think they have proposed.
If we sold the house, we'd probably market it.
You know, it's funny. It's actually go down to two. So if we came in at three, we'd leave it at two.
Yeah, but you're not here.
No, no,
you want to, that's why I asked. You don't want to do it here. I can't use it.
Okay, yeah.
If you ask for two and we approve two, you
can. Who's on first?
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
I think it's a good application.
Yeah.
Seems their needs and,
Keeps good residents in town. You know, you get to, this application allows you to make your house more livable.
I agree.
Yeah.
I never want to believe, just throw it through. Torn bread and that kind
on the record.
No, that's it. No, we do get, you know, what few applications you have, there are a lot of property.
Yeah, absolutely.
In town.
Yeah.
And your family grows, you know, if you start accumulating things like, I don't have a basement in our house.
Yeah.
That's a big mistake I made.
Yeah.
But, like Frank said, you know, it's not lost on us that, you know, you get to stay in town and,
yeah,
remain a part of the community.
Absolutely.
It's a relatively small non-conforming with a little setback. It's,
yeah, I mean, I think 50 years ago, every house on the street was the same as ours, and now we're the only one, and everyone around us is up and out and everything.
Sure.
And I see no issue, especially considering it's well within the setback, you know, so, and it's under the impervious lot coverage. So, yeah. And I'm sure, Meyer, I appreciate your encouragement of, you know, infiltration for groundwater.
In this portion of the municipality.
Yeah.
Right. To be specific.
We couldn't hear you.
I can work with your engineer.
Okay. I'm just asking for specific recommendations on that, so we can relay that.
We'll just leave it generic, and then you can work together with.
Okay. Yeah.
We've already spent
$12,000
at this point on these steps.
Yeah. No, I think they can do
per
pipe, right?
Perforated pipe, a recharge well, just some overland flow, and any of those.
The vegetated
swale,
like anything
like
that, right?
Okay, any other comments, questions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
Same vote.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. McGovern?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Crowder?
Yes.
Can we get a motion to adjourn? Oh, thank you. Congratulations. Good luck with your project.
I got a couple set of plans if you could all need to keep.
Yeah, you can. You have you can. Oh, I wrote on mine. Yeah, absolutely.
I think anybody that doesn't want
to give you my $50.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for the
congratulations.
There's more. Just take as many as you want. I'd give you mine, but I wrote them.
Yeah, so here's 38 hours. Wait, no, hold on.
I have a basement that I keep them all in.
Is it a basement or cellar?
They're really
all right, let's get a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Dougherty.
All right, and I'm going to do this.
Do it.
The first and only time.
Come on.
Nice. Thanks, everybody.
Last meeting is a quick one.
We've been reasoning.